Mark Norris of the SDM consultancy has been heavily involved with NAFEMS for a decade as part of the Simulation Data Management Working Group. He started out as a simulation engineer and has over 40 years of experience in building information systems for engineering. He's written two NAFEMS publications on simulation data management, as well as providing the NAFEMS training course on the subject. Mark, as ever, it's good to talk to you today.
Good morning.
Our first international SPDM conference was held in 2013. In Salzburg, where we'll be again this year. Since then, have you seen more organisations look at implementing an SPDM system?
Yes, indeed. We've seen a steady stream of new deployments of SDM systems in industrial organisations. And we've seen existing deployments expanded to cover more simulation domains and also to incorporate process automation to eliminate laborious activities. Many of these have been presented at NAFEMS conference, like Rodrigo Brito Maria's landmark presentation of his deployment of an SDM system at Embraer at the last World Congress.
Yeah, I remember that one quite well. And that brings us to your keynote presentation at this year's Congress, which obviously the SPDM conference is part of. As your title says, it's been over 20 years since the first system was used in Anger. And, you know, what lessons do you think we've learned since then?
Well, we've learned a lot. And I've tried to summarise that in the new NAFEMS publication, How to Get Started with SDM. Perhaps the most important lesson is that the SD in SDM could also stand for simply different. Successful SDM systems support the specific activities of the engineering analyst. And these are highly educated and experienced staff whose time is precious. In particular, the simulation record is more than just files. Fit for purpose SDM systems capture the process record as a graph. Who, what, where, why, when. Engineering simulation is incredibly diverse and fast moving, as evidenced by the 500 plus papers coming in the conference. And what that means is that generic information system functionality like content management, product data management, product lifecycle management, just haven't proved successful for managing these diverse fast evolving data sets and processes.
Like you've referenced, it's been an area that's always been led by sort of big automotive companies, most notably BMW. But is SPDM just as important for smaller organizations involved in simulation?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, companies with large simulation teams can get a better ROI from the investment in the information system through increasing their engineering throughput than small ones can, because there's less people. But the most extreme example of success is a small company called Abacus, which is an engineering consultancy, where Steve Howell and a colleague wrote their own SPDM tool, JET, in 2002 to provide traceability and eliminate duplicate data entry. They've been using it productively and successfully ever since, and they'll be speaking at the conference. I wouldn't advocate writing your own SDM tool 20 years later in 2021, but you should definitely expect to have to add functionality to support your specific simulation activities. So agility and openness are the key characteristics of any fit-for-purpose SDM solution.
Yeah, we wouldn't recommend starting from scratch, basically. Wouldn't be the best way to go at this stage.
There's lots of better platforms and starter for 10 solutions to work from.
Yeah. And, you know, why do you think companies are so good at storing the information on physical tests, but not so good when it comes to simulation?
Well, engineering analysts have been around for a while, and they developed manual methods over the years, which worked for the data sets of the 80s and 90s. But now they're not really sufficient for large granular simulation data sets. There are just a few successful SDM solutions on the market, and they've been relatively expensive. And also, simulation departments don't have information systems deployment know-how. IT departments who don't understand engineering analysts' work think that generic file management should be sufficient, which unfortunately has proven not to be the case, but time is often wasted testing inappropriate solutions.
Yeah. I mean, what message would you give if someone's aware of SPDM and they want to get started in implementing it, but aside from, like you're saying, don't start from scratch, but, you know, what advice would you give them about where to start?
Well, I think that the first thing to do is to attend the SPDM track and listen to people who've been successful with SPDM, and then read the How to Get Started publication. Or perhaps read the How to Get Started publication first so that you can identify questions to ask the presenters to get more value out of the conference. And the second is caveat emptor, let the buyer beware. Look for a solution that's been used in production for your simulation domain.
I mean, that's a great point, that there's going to be a lot of people at the Congress that are going to have experience in these SPDM systems. So if you're thinking about a solution, then it's a great place to start, I guess. This will be, and I might be wrong about this, but, you know, I've done a few World Congresses, but I think this will be your fifth, unless I'm mistaken. What's the most interesting thing about them from your perspective?
Well, it's always really interesting to hear about groundbreaking work being done of simulation applied to new product technologies like the safety of carbon fiber reinforced plastic hybrid sports car, the i9 from BMW. That's a fascinating presentation. And also how inexpensive compute resource allows larger and more sophisticated simulations to be run. It's also great to hear about large-scale successful SPDM deployments like BMW and Audi and Embraer.
Yeah. It's that getting all the right people in one room, I think, that makes it a great event. And it's the fact that it's non-vendor specific. You know, it's I suppose you get opinions from everywhere, don't you?
Yeah.
And just sort of finally, I know it's difficult to predict the future, you know, although everyone's always trying, but just to put you on the spot. So it's been 20 years really since SPDM's been used in anger. Where do you see it in another 20 years' time?
Well, I've been working on next generation information systems to support simulation-led engineering for nuclear fusion reactors and developing some open SPDM methods for teaching, research, and proof of concepts. So I hope that SPDM, which includes a process record, is going to be pervasive in 2040 and the platform that all analysts use to do their simulations. But there's work to be done. So I'd encourage participation in these efforts in the SDM working group.
Perfect.
So we can do more as a group than as individuals.
Absolutely. And I think that's the message of the Congress, and it's a message of NAFEMS as well. It's bringing everyone together to try and look for the best solutions effectively for the future as well, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Mark, it's been a pleasure talking to you as always. I haven't seen you in a while, but hopefully see you very soon. Thank you very much for your time, and I hope that you enjoy the 2021 World Congress.
Looking forward to it.